Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. We are here reacting to videos from Hollywood in which we find that Hollywood tries to condition the subconscious mind as well as raise theological doubts. In order to react to some of these videos, we decided to humbly invite Sheikh Ali Hemani. So we invite him and start reacting. Sheikh Ali Hemani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to Reaction Time.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me here. Inshallah, let's look at some of the videos. And before we get into that, I would like to explain the sequence of the video.
So yeah, sure. I think it's important because, well, what's going on is you have decided to pick certain videos in which it is very apparent that Hollywood is conditioning the subconscious mind, and at the same time, in some other videos, are raising theological doubts.
Correct.
And so, you know, in these lines, we wanted to invite you and kind of see how this is happening, which might not be very apparent to the common people. So, you know, in the name of Allah.
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before, like I mentioned, before we get into the videos and then make a claim that Hollywood is actually, you know, designed their movies, or they intentionally plan or produce their movies in a way that they are aimed to condition the subconscious mind of the people. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the researchers that are from the Western world and who've done their research, and they've come back to us saying that, look, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to movies, when it comes to advertising, people actually hire psychologists. So behind every advertisement, behind every movie, there are, based on the audience that has been targeted to, there are psychologists who sit down and think and plan and suggest what needs to be done so that this movie is appealing to certain category, is appealing to certain people, is appealing to those set of minds which are either fresh or raw, and how the message should be hidden or the terminology we use is the subliminal message. So how the message should be provided in a sublime way that the conscious mind does not detect it.
And creates alarms or barriers.
Exactly. While the subconscious mind absorbs all of it, and the subconscious mind is the primary command center. And therefore, at the time of emergency, at the time of conflict, when you are faced between dunya and akhirah, if you're faced between dunya and deen, your subconscious mind constantly sends you the message that pick dunya. Why? Because your subconscious mind has been conditioned and trained to react and respond in a particular way. So let's look at some of the videos of the, the psychologists themselves. Before we start the video, let me tell you that there's a whole documentary called Consuming Kids, and it's available on YouTube. Anybody can log in and search for Consuming Kids and watch the video. It has lots of messages. A couple of first few clips that we're going to watch is from this very documentary called Consuming Kids. So let's look at the video and let's see what the psychologist has to say.
Let's react to that. Okay, thank you. Okay.
The marketing field, and their techniques are so widespread that in fact it's probably pretty hard to come up with parts of the marketing effort that don't have anything to do with psychology.
You're a psychologist, you do research, you know the difference between a three-year-old and a five-year-old, and you know how to reach a three-year-old, and you know that you have to play the ad much more slowly and use round figures instead of angles, because children like round figures at that age. And you know that five-year-olds have a whole different set of concerns. So we can fine-tune the marketing to communicate better with children.
All right.
So, I mean, really interesting. So one of the things, at least, that I picked up, because, you know, here you're the expert on these matters, but for me, really interesting how things, such minute details as whether a child likes angles or they like round shapes is being taken into consideration.
For me, the most primary and essential point that this video, while we watched this video, was that he says that there's a different way of dealing children when they are 3 years old. And there's a different way of dealing with children when they're 5 years old.
Which is only a two-year difference.
That's a two-year difference.
I would think that there's no difference.
Absolutely. But when we come to Islam and we look at this concept of child upbringing, then Islam has divided the child upbringing strategies into three categories. One is tier one, which is 0 to 7 years. Tier two, which is 7 to 14 years. Tier three, which is 14 to 21 years.
Right.
So Islam puts the child into one gamut from 0 to 7 years, while the psychologists are actually researching on children starting from 0 years, which means right from day one, what is it that appeals to the child when he's 5 months old, when he's 6 months old, when he's 3 years old? Right. How do I communicate better? Look at the term he says. He doesn't say that, you know, I want to influence, because that's a diplomatic terminology to say, how do I communicate? What do you want to communicate through advertisements? You want to communicate that follow us, buy our products, listen to our ideology, follow our worldview, and that's what you want to communicate. So he says you should know the difference between a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and then you can communicate well. What do you want to communicate with a 3-year-old child?
Right,
are you going to teach him morals? Are they teaching morals? So that's a big question. I'll leave it there, because as we move forward and look into different videos, we will understand that what is being communicated to the children. So essentially, the primary and the fundamental point that we need to understand is that behind all these advertisements, animation series, you must have noticed they showed Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is
Mickey
round.
Mouse,
why is Mickey Mouse round?
Well, that's...
Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry. Jerry is round. Tom is almost round, except for the ears and the tail and all that. Why are they round? So there's a whole study behind it. There's a whole research behind it. So we need to understand that whatever we are presenting to our children, it's not just out of blue that people just thought, okay, this looks good. No, the actual research and psychologists behind this, they are sitting and working and dedicated hours so that they know what influences the children, and they produce the content which influences the children.
And so, I mean, in general, I think throughout our series, because alhamdulillah, you know, inshallah, we want to do a number of these because of the depth and the scope of what's going on. This idea that we need to be very careful what we show to our children.
Exactly.
You know, don't think that this is a simple Mickey Mouse and that's it. No, this is not a simple cartoon, or these are not simple animations, or these are not simple, you know, Marvel heroes, for example.
Exactly.
There's a lot of subliminal, subconscious, and doubts that are being raised. So I think that's something that definitely parents should be very careful of.
Yeah. Let's look at the second part of this, this very video, where the other researcher talks about
them in film, exactly how they look at a product, pick it up, put it back down, the way they move around a supermarket. They film them on the playground. They film them in school. They film them eating breakfast. They film them going into their closet and deciding what to wear.
What are the things that you need that aren't in here?
I need a lot of...
They film them talking to their friends. They organize little friendship circles and film what they're doing. They even follow them into the bathroom. I interviewed a number of people who sat and watched children take baths and showers, watched how they interact with shampoo and soap and health and beauty products, as that category is called, in order to go back and write a report for their clients on, you know, what to do with the packaging. It's creepy. It's just absolutely creepy, the way children are being dissected and put under the microscope by marketers.
All right.
Well, if I can say something, because to me, you know, usually I'm the one who shows the videos and the other person reacts. This kind of a, you know, role reversal this time around. The fact that they're videoing children in almost, you know, every single way that they can, even when they're going to the washroom, you know, which, as she said, is creepy. It really is creepy.
It is.
But this idea that they're doing all of this research, not, you know, for the embetterment of the child, for the development of the child,
exactly,
for the, you know, the sa'adat, the prosperity, or for him or her to become a, you know, insan-e kamil, this
exactly
perfect, wholesome human being. But it's all just to analyze these children, to sell them something and make them a consumer.
More than that, subject their minds to certain messages that when they grow up, they are more obedient to them than to the parents, than to the society, than to the rulings or the religion, if you want to put it that way.
Sure.
Because they are, you know, right from their childhood, they're putting in messages in their minds, which constantly keep playing and replaying in their head while they grow up. And when they grow up and they are in their teens, that's when we are surprised that, why is my child behaving like this? Why is my child not listening to me? Why is my child not offering namaz? Why is he not fasting? Why is he so rebellious? Why no hijab? And these are the things that we start realizing and questioning when they've crossed 10 years and 11 years and 12 years, while they've been working on them right when the child was 6 months old.
Yeah.
And they start from there and then go on up to every year they improvise and change their strategies, change their messages. We'll look at some of the videos about that as well. So this video here is very, very disturbing, where she says that they follow the children, even in the supermarket, just to see how they interact with the product.
Right.
Right? Just to see how they behave. So subsequently in the very documentary, one of the psychologists says that a five-year-old girl tells the father that, "I love SpongeBob cheese and macaroni." And the father says that, "How do you know?" She says, "Because I love it." He says, "Have you ever had SpongeBob cheese and macaroni?" She says, "No." He says, "Then how do you know you love it?" Then she says, "Because I know I love it a lot, or I love it so, so, so much." Why does she love SpongeBob macaroni while she never had a macaroni? How do you convince a five-year-old girl that every macaroni tastes the same?
Yeah.
It's only when you add the flavors that it's going to change the taste. So whether you buy a straight shape or a SpongeBob shape, it is the same macaroni. But that's the point here, that the message that is delivered through SpongeBob is that, love me, like me, make me your ideal, follow me, and essentially obey me. And that is where we need to truly understand. And this is where a lot of parents, you know, commit the mistake of, you know, putting the children in front of the TV and leaving them with the television without actually paying attention, that what is being shown on the TV, what are the children actually watching, what message is being delivered. They're like, "Oh, it's just SpongeBob, it's just animation, it's kids' cartoon, what could go wrong?" And then they're busy cooking or whatever, and the child is left with SpongeBob for 1.5, 2 hours. They're doing their job.
Well, I mean, so for example, at least SpongeBob, because it came up, so they live in an area, I'm sorry, forgive me, but they live in an area which is called Bikini Bottom.
Correct.
So and how, you know what I mean?
It's all messages.
This
it's
is messages. Incredibly, I don't know, it's insane that this is a cartoon for a child, you know, and one of the things that is very manifestly being taught to them is that these people live in Bikini Bottom, you know? And again, this idea that, I mean, I agree with you, this idea of not, you know, just throwing your children in front of the TV or handing them a cell phone, letting them watch Netflix, whatever they want. We don't see the harms, and it's until we see these kind of documentaries that we realize that, you know, this is something that is very
It's only
sinister.
Very late that the parents realize that my child is not my child anymore. Right. It's only when they see the reaction from the child, the responses and the behaviors from the child, which are unwanted. They want the child to be obedient, and the child is not listening, not obeying, or not following religion, or not being this good Samaritan, if you want to put it that way.
Sure, sure.
And that's when the parents are like, "What happened? What went wrong?" It all started when you started putting your child in front of the TV unattended, unsupervised. Sure. That's when it all started. So we need to be very careful of what we are allowing our children access to, be it internet, be it Netflix or TV or Cartoon Network, whatever. Yeah. So that's something that parents have to be really careful about.
Yeah, Sheikh, I kind of had one more, you know, question here. And that's this idea that when the society is based upon these kind of capitalistic models, right? So because, you know, we have a, and this is one of the things we're going to talk about, is these theological doubts that they create, right? So us coming from, you know, a religious background and, you know, students of the Hosa and these things, right? We understand that God is a integral part of everything, government or, I don't know, media, entertainment, I mean, everything, our lives. Here, it seems natural that when you have a system that's based merely upon capitalism and making money, that the end result is this, that
Absolutely.
The system will take advantage of the people in order to, you know,
make the most out of it. Yeah, make the most out of it. And that is one of the reasons, if you want to look at it with precision, that it's the absence of morals or right. the morale of the people. It's absence of morality in the society as a whole, that people are like, why do I care? I need to make my money. I remember in one of our sessions long time ago, I mentioned about this theory from Adam Smith, unlimited right. wants and limited means. It's this fundamental theory that drives the whole idea of capitalism, that I don't care about others. I need to have enough to fulfill my needs, right? So irrespective of what the outcome is for others or how they get manipulated, we're going to look at one of the videos about that. So how they're going to get manipulated, I don't care. My purpose is that I should get what I want. So that that's the driving force of capitalism. All right, let's look at a couple of other videos and see.
There's a lot that's happening around us and the public is not aware. Just like they're not aware of neuromarketing. And that's another whole scary thing, to put a child in an MRI and then watch what is lighting up inside his brain based on the stimulus and then saying, wow, this works, this is good, look what happens.
They do blink tests on kids, for example. They develop ads and then see how frequently a kid blinks or turns their eyes away. And when they see the kid blinking more, they change the ad to make it more mesmerizing. There's stuff they just can't take their eyes off. And it's not an accident. They've gone over and over and over with extensive high-tech kinds of testing devices to find the precise configuration of characters, colors, music, words, and so forth that kids can't resist.
Yeah, you know, Sheikh, it's interesting, as I was watching the video, so because I have kids, right? And I always, this is one of the things that I always kind of noticed, was that when the TV was on, that they kind of turn into zombies.
Yeah.
They stop blinking. They don't know. It's funny. Maybe it's not really funny, but it's something that, you know, anyways. A lot of times when you want to feed the child, you put him in front of the TV because he's zoned out, and you just keep on putting the spoon in his mouth and he keeps on eating. I don't know. My really reaction or gut feeling was that they've turned human beings into animals. Just like you test on animals, you know, lab rats, excuse me, and things. They've just turned it towards human beings.
Yeah. So in this video, if you look at this fundamental message that he emphasizes upon, is that he says there's a lot of things going around and the public doesn't know about it. And he talks about neural marketing. It's something that I bet no one's ever heard about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's neural marketing? And say, we subject the child to MRI, CT scans, and then we show him images, we play sounds for him, and then something in the brain lights up.
Right.
Even the child doesn't realize or has no control on it. It's the sound that's causing a certain effect, and child has no control on it. And he says, wow, great, this sound, this effect, this is exactly what I want. This color, this effect, this is exactly what I want. And then they, like she mentioned again, that they go over and over and over it again and again so many number of times to come up with the precise colors, precise sounds, precise words that are going to engage the child. And like you mentioned, you know, turn them into zombies and mesmerize them, that they're stuck to the TV. Now, why? That's the main question. Why do you want the child to be stuck to the TV? Why do you want the child to be mesmerized? Why do you want the child to be lost? Because if you're mesmerized and you're lost, then your conscious mind is not working. When your conscious mind is not working, then it doesn't block the unnecessary and unwanted messages. Your subconscious mind, your conscious mind is busy. It's lost. And therefore, your subconscious mind is defenseless. And that is when they lay all the subliminal messages, they present all their, you know, the hidden agenda and content through these animations and movies and cartoons and all that, so that your subconscious mind, your conscious mind is busy and your subconscious mind is absorbing their commands and messages and ideas and ideologies, so that when you finish the movie and you get up, your subconscious mind processes all that information and starts telling you how to behave and react in your life. And that's why they need your conscious mind to be off. It needs to be turned off. And that's the way they do it.
So that doesn't create it. It's almost like hypnosis, right?
It is.
So when you see these kind, and I don't know if they're real or not that you see on TV and stuff. These, but you know, they get hypnotized, and they do whatever the you know the guy who did the hypnosis. They do whatever he says or she says, I guess. But this is really shocking, right? That so just to kind of you know reiterate what you said that they have your conscious mind so busy that it doesn't create barriers or walls or it doesn't, you know...
It just lets the guard down.
Lets the guard down, yeah.
So when the guard is down, then they know how to attack the subconscious mind.
Yeah, awesome.
So there are a couple of more videos on these lines which we can look at in our...
Inshallah, I think this is good for this episode. Inshallah, we'll have you on for another episode where we go through some more of these videos and talk a little bit more, inshallah. And so, but with that, we want to thank you for taking time out, coming
Absolutely,
and joining
my pleasure.
Us and really doing this series on these videos and hopefully create awareness so that, you know, we do keep our guard up from now on.
Inshallah. And essential message for the parents would be that, you know, don't leave your children unattended with the television or unsupervised with the television. You know, be around, just be in the same room at least, if not anything.
Right.
You know, just keep listening to what's happening, what are the messages that are being fed to our children.
Right, inshallah, jazakallah, thank you so much. And dear viewers, that's all from us. Until next time, this is Reaction Time.